My name is Alex Orga. I am I'm from Nashville, born and raised here, and I came to Nashville Software School wanting to change up my career. Basically, I'd been in the factory business for a while and doing metal fabrication and working with a bolt company here in Ashland City, right outside Nashville. And just decided that, you know, I wanted to change up my career path. I always enjoyed playing with puzzles and fixing things. And, you know, I mean, in the line of work, in the factory work, you know, I mean, it's always problems. You've always got problems and you're always looking for solutions. And I don't know, this just seemed like a good fit. Started playing around with it, loved it, decided I want to get some more formal training, came here to Nashville Software School. Other than that, my two capstones, my first capstone was called Take Me There. It was a travel app. So basically, you know, if you had been to a place and you really enjoyed some activity that you did while you were there, it was a way that you could go on and say, hey, I really enjoyed, you know, this hiking trail, or I really enjoyed this restaurant, or I really enjoyed this cinema, or whatever it was. And you could, you know, post your experience on there. Anybody else who was a part of that app could get on there and see what other people's experiences were, being able to filter through, you know, locations or activities or what have you. And maybe they could start to plan their own trip, get their own itinerary starting to be built up. My final capstone was called Threaded. And that directly came out of my experience in the bolt manufacturing facilities. And, you know, I just realized that a lot of those companies were pen and paper. And, I knew my own struggles going through that in the company and what would make my day easier. And so I created more of a kind of a workflow app for that, just to be used internally at a bolt manufacturing facility.
Very cool. Alex, thank you for taking some time with us. Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to the finish line. Tell us a little bit about your, you unpacked your work history to this point and being interested in puzzles. How did you put that together, that software and web development and all kinds of coding are basically just giant puzzles, and that you thought this would be a great tool to add to the toolbox for your own career?
I had some friends help me out with that. You know, they saw what I like to do. They saw, I don't know, I guess my mentality coming into, you know, helping them fix their cars or, you know, mm-hmm. Hearing about stories at work and things of that nature. And I had a friend who was coding, and he said, man, you should check it out. You know, you should at least get online. Here's a couple of resources. Play around with it. See if you like it, you know, and toy with it. And so I did and loved it and kept coming back to him with more questions. And he was like, I think you should really pursue this, you know, if this is what you really like. And so started doing some research. Found Nashville Software School, applied like I think that same week, and just hammered them about wanting to be here.
Right.
And here I am. So now finished.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Pretty well.
And everybody we've talked to, there's been such a wide range of work experience, life experience, interest mm-hmm. in, you know, the digital world, the digital lifestyles, things of that nature. What was your favorite part about taking all those things in the teamwork aspect and working with people on different projects, about folding all that stuff together in, you know, building your own skills as you went through?
I think the most interesting thing and what hit me the hardest was how many people that you could ultimately affect. Mm-hmm. With a small idea, with something that maybe plagues your everyday,
right?
That you can actually now you have a medium in which that you can create something that can affect, you know, thousands of people, 100,000 people, millions of people,
sure.
who also have that same problem.
Yeah.
And you know, with a small team and a small group of individuals that, you know, really work well together, you can make a drastic impact. And to me, that is just, I mean, that's mind-boggling. And I love that. I love that concept.
Yeah. What were the things that you picked up on quickly, be it an app, a platform, a language, and at the same time, what was the stumbling block? What gave you pause as part of this?
JavaScript, I picked up a lot faster than I thought I was going to. Mm-hmm. Coming into it, that was probably what I would have told you I was the weakest in.
Right.
And then once I got here and, you know, had I think a hand to hold and somebody show me what to do, then, you know, it just came really quick. C sharp, though, on the other hand, I feel like that was just C sharp in total was a struggle. It was tough getting through. But as soon as we hit the ability to create your own API, mm-hmm. and then I was able to tie that in my brain to, okay, well, I was hitting those APIs well on the front end when I was over here in JavaScript and React. Now, okay, I see how these things connect now.
Right.
And I think it was that connection initially that was tough to see. Because the back end can be a little ambiguous at times, mm-hmm. and a little ethereal. So and then once I was able to make that connection, then it really started to grow, and it was a lot of fun after that point, because it was like, oh my God, now I'm all the way from the front to the back,
Sure.
So
what is the advantage of having working professionals work with you as far as the educational standpoint of things? People mm-hmm. who are they're in the trenches as well.
Yeah.
They are where you were, however many years ago. How did that help kind of communicate and power through some of the issues you personally or as a team you were able to confront?
I think experience is just a big one. They have that work experience. They have the work ethic.
Sure.
Is really where it comes down to. These other members that were in my cohort together, a lot of them have a lot harder story than what I have, mm-hmm. Driving an hour to and from class. They've got two or three kids, they're working themselves and, maybe their spouse is or isn't. And it's amazing that all of us made it through this thing. It really is. But I think as far as what made it work was the experience of and having that work ethic. And then everybody was here. They wanted something better for themselves.
Sure.
They wanted something bigger and better for themselves and beyond themselves. And so with that kind of motivation, you can't fail.
Yeah. What kind of fields do you want to continue to study as you exit NSS E7?
So what I'm really digging into right now, and I know it's a big, a big topic right now is machine learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got a job now. I got hired on over at New Constructs, and they've got some machine learning platforms that they've got there. And so I'm eager and excited to get into that and to see what that's all about.
Yeah. And talk about an untapped area of the technological world, and just mm-hmm. barely scratching the surface of that to this point. So
yeah.
it's fun to see what once you become conversant in those in the technology surrounding them, then have a little better ability to kind of walk down those paths and ask the right questions. That's
exactly
always the case.
And hopefully not end up making a chainsaw when all you needed was a butter knife.
This is true. This is very true. Butterfly with a cannon, that kind of stuff. That happens as well. So say a friend would approach you and say, I'm thinking about doing this kind of thing. You walk down mm-hmm. this path. What do I need to do? What was your experience like at NSS? Yeah. Should I give that a shot?
You should give it a shot if you're willing to take home and do about 2 to 3 times more than whatever you're doing in class. If you're not willing to do that, then you're going to be lost. Especially in the evening cohort, I feel like. I didn't have any experience in the day cohort.
Right.
But, with 40 hours a week in class is much different than 15.
Sure.
And you're going to get some concepts, you're going to get some understanding while you're in class, but if you're not taking that learning home with you and digging into it yourself, and if it doesn't grasp you enough to where you want to go home and that's all you're thinking about, then it's going to be pretty tough. It's just a decision that they have to make. Other than that, all the resources are here.
Right.
NSS, from front to back, just gave us everything that we needed.
Sure.
And
we'll continue to give you this stuff as far as the alumni and all the other resources that you have at your disposal.
It was amazing how many people from previous cohorts were coming back.
Yeah.
That to me blew my mind. I loved that. Going to the alumni tables and you had somebody there who had been through all this before, and
right.
then you get to see how they grew even after that.
Yeah.
And now that I'm sitting at the very end of this thing and I look back and I'm like, wow, they're way more knowledgeable than I am even now,
mm-hmm.
So, the growing just compounds and compounds. So it's neat. It's a good community. It's a very good community. Wholesome.
Very cool. Alex, congratulations. Thanks again for spending a few minutes with us.
I appreciate it.